Police beg UK public not to take tackling green extremist protesters into their own hands. By Peter Cattell on October 31, 2022. A senior officer within London's police force has begged the UK public to refrain from taking the fight against climate-crazy protesters into their own hands. Matt Twist, an assistant commissioner within London's Metropolitan Police, has begged members of the UK public to leave combating extremist protesters to law enforcement. The request comes as Britons across the country lose patience with green agenda militants in the likes of extremist direct action organisation Just Stop Oil, with highly disruptive protests organised by the radical faction now often being met with angry members of the UK public. In a press release published on Saturday, Twist swore that the police were indeed committed to combating the radical left-wing protests, and that the UK public need only call the force for them to deal with any disruptions. When notified of any activists committing offences or causing disruption by blocking roads, our priority is to get there quickly, the assistant commissioner said. I would urge the public not to directly intervene, but to call us, and we will deal with it. He went on to say that the force completely understand us, the frustrations felt by the British public, acknowledging the damage the protests, which frequently involve blocking busy roads and motorways as well as vandalizing works of art, were doing to individuals and small businesses. They are affecting people's businesses, their lives, whether they are on their way to a doctor, a long-awaited hospital appointment, on their way to work, to interviews, or to collect children, Twist remarked. I know communities and the public of London have had enough of a very small number of people disrupting them, the senior officer went on to say. However, while the Met bigwig claimed that his police force was indeed taking major steps to prevent climate protesters from grinding London to a standstill, so far, it appears law enforcement in the city has been consistently been on the back foot when dealing with green radicals. While Twist insists that police have so far arrested over 650 people in relation to the disruptive protests, demonstrations blocking major roadways for the sake of abolishing the use of oil and gas appear to only be getting more common. Such protests appear to have now pushed the patience of many Britons past its limit, with video of various commuters tearing banners from the hands of protesters and dragging them off the road becoming more common by the day. Another example of such footage emerged on the climate-crazy organization's own social media on Sunday, which showed one woman desperately try to drag a protester out of the way of traffic during a demonstration reportedly blocking off Commercial Street in London. Other video footage from a protest on Sunday appeared to show a man kicking one of the organization's banners before begging protesters to move as he had children in the fucking car. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.